Everybody, Lobby for Your Life, Ian Campbell. I wanted to take a special moment just to identify and talk about this phenomenal individual I actually have the pleasure of knowing personally, and that's Ambassador Andrew Young. You know, he was the first African-American ambassador to the United Nations under President Jimmy Carter. And this is back in 1973, 74, sometime like that. I mean, it was unheard of. Right out of civil rights, after the civil rights movement, you know, so Ambassador Young was doing his thing with, you know, Dr. King, and he hasn't stopped fighting. This man, to this day, is still going strong at 84, 85 years old. And I just want to take a moment and just acknowledge our ancestors, man. Acknowledge the folks who came before us, the folks who are still fighting or leaving a legacy and leaving us something that we can actually be proud of. Because if you look around, there are not too many folks who are still out here in the fight, making things happen and looking to create opportunities for the next generation. I mean, this man have been to, I want to dare say, if not every country, close to it on this planet. He is doing things in, obviously, in the continent of Africa and the Caribbean, but renewable energy, food source. I mean, he was in Africa during the Ebola issue and looked at ways to solve that problem and took some of the herbs that they gave him on the continent to Morehouse and is looking to replicate that and create remedies for, you know, the type of sicknesses that plague the continent. And he is just a tremendous individual. And I, you know, when you're around a lot of famous people and powerful individuals, you kind of sometimes take for granted who they really are and what they have done. I just want to take this moment to acknowledge Ambassador Young and the work that he's done. And if you're not familiar with Ambassador Young, it would just definitely be in your best interest just to take a quick Wikipedia search on him just to see what comes up. You know, just read what's in there. I haven't done it, but I can tell you it's going to be significant. And I will do it after doing this public service announcement, what I call it, just to support and talk about how phenomenal Ambassador Young is. So, you know, look at the contributions that he's making to the planet, and the work that he's putting in. And, you know, let's use him as an example, as a model, somebody who we can still touch, talk to, reach out to. Because, you know, being in the room with him probably about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, and he was doing his global tribute, listening to all the people from all over the globe that showed up to talk about him and sing his praises, just to thank him for the doors he's opened, things that he's done and continue to do, and things that he plans to continue doing in the future. It's just humbling and inspiring and exciting all at the same time. So big ups to Ambassador Young. Continue going strong. I will continue 110 support of whatever it is that he's doing. Called me and I move. Thank you to his team, Sylvia and others. Austin Cooper, we're doing tremendous work of pushing forward the dream. So take a look at Ambassador Young and the work that he's doing. If you can help out in any way, partner in any way, support in any way, I would encourage you to do so, because he is an icon. He's still here. He's one of the ancestors that's walking around that you can, you know, touch, talk to, listen to, and get a chance to really interact with. So Ian Campbell, Lobby for Your Life, MGA, Manchester Group and Associates. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Thank you for taking the time out, and God bless you. Good night.